We're going to talk about the secrets of energy. Now, first of all, when you talk about energy, it has so many broad applications, so many definitions, that we do want to include them all. All right, so on one hand, energy is one of those things that you sense in your body when you feel good. You know, I have energy. I feel energy. I can do a lot. I can get going. I feel, you know, excited and motivated and energetic. Yeah, that's a physical energy. That's the way you experience energy in a physical kind of way. You can also say that a person that you know has really good energy. And when you do that, you're essentially saying that they have a good high frequency. They have an uplift kind of energy in their uplift, in their auric field, in their biofield that surrounds them. And so the field of energy, the aura, right? So you can also use energy to refer to the sensation or the attunement to the frequencies that are in your aura. Right? So that's another way of looking at energy. Another way of looking at energy is anything that moves. And in your illusion, that's a lot, because in your illusion, there is this illusion of movement. And the illusion of movement is what catapults things through time, through space, through into manifestation, and all the things that you're working with in your themes and the issues that you play with throughout your lifetime and the people that you work with and so on, all is about the movement of energy. Energy, you exude, you radiate energy. You receive energy. All right? Now, to be really more precise, at the same time of being more general, you can say energy is everything. Everything is made out of energy. Every solid substance is made out of energy. Emotions are an expression or a way of attuning in to energy. Thoughts have energy. There's an energy that is connected to thinking, perceiving, becoming aware. A sense of connection to the divine is a connection to the source of all energy. The source of all energy. Now, energy has this particular quality in that it moves by direction. Now, divinity, the very divine essence of you, is connected to the ultimate through various stages and levels, some of which you call God and Goddess, to the ultimate source of energy. And so, in a sense, you might say that God, Goddess, all that is, channels energy through intention to you. And you, as a microcosm of God, Goddess, all that is, channels your intention and directs it in certain ways. Now, the way that you direct energy is through, first of all, imagination. Imagination is actually receiving some of that energy from the source. The imagination is the playing with it into the illusion, placing it into the illusion. Very often, when you do a manifestation of any sort, you imagine it. And you imagine it up there in the future. It gives you a link to your future. You imagine your future. You don't tend to imagine and think you're imagining your past, even though you do that as well. But imagining your future is what you're generally most interested in. And in a sense, everything is moving towards the future. You have a sense of time, and time is a sense of movement towards a future, from a past to the present to the future. You have that perception. Now, part of that is definitely an aspect of the illusion that you live in. And this future you imagine is drawing you by your choice to it. You choose, hey, you know, I imagine this possibility, that possibility, that possibility, and I'll choose this one rather than that one. And that's a way you direct the energy flow. You direct it through intention. You direct it through your imagination. You see something in your mind or perceive or sense that's in the future, and you direct your intention towards that, the experience of that, with your sense of choice and desire. And then you also then activate it. You activate it by motivation, when you're motivated. And then also, motivation pushes you, in a sense, from here into what you sense as stepping forward in time, moving forward, moving. There's an energy moving forward. And then that which you're moving towards, you're anticipating and looking for it and looking for it and looking for it and looking for it in this way and then that way and the other way and so on. You're expecting that you're going to move closer and closer to that, or going to see more and more of that to manifest. So that, in a sense, pulled you from there. So you got energy moving from you to the future, and from the future, in a sense, established there by your imagination, pulling you there. So you have energy moving both directions. Energy is something in its channel of intention you receive through the divine into your body, and you receive it through the perceptions and through the devices known as chakras, or the spinning vortices that you have, that in a sense organize your energy flow within your body. Your energy flow, even with through your emotions and your mental processes. Now, the divine just gives you energy. You are then, as you, the individual being that you are, then appropriates the energy in which direction you choose. Now, your interaction with the greater you, the greatest aspect of you, the particle of you, the spark of you, that is the divine, the soul, the eternal you, the soul will express and move energy into you and through your emotional body, and it will express. You will want to express. You will receive from soul, and you will express out of your physical body, express from your heart. You see, so there's always a receiving and a giving when you get to energy. Now, your spirit is a dynamic of energy, a delightful dynamic, a way of creating a sense of movement. If you only had soul work, you would not perceive that you're moving very much. You wouldn't have a sense of or perception of movement so much. You might feel, in a sense, that things were circling or spiraling. But in order to unfold, you need spirit, which is also a great aspect of you, which is a dynamic of mind, of thought, of concept. And you know that a person who is spirited, quote unquote, is a person who has a dynamic energy. You can feel it. There's a little sizzle, a sparkle with them. You can look at people and you can see soul and spirit radiate through their eyes, the expression in their eyes, the eyes that sparkle, the eyes that glisten, the dancing sparkle, spirit, the glistening depth, soul. The energy, you can perceive that energy. Spirit receives energy through mind, activating in the body through brain, the electrical system, which is the way that you generally get a lot of your growth done, because you receive a lot of concept through spirit. Then you feel it with soul's assistance, and then you express it physically, emotionally, verbally, and so forth. So you receive and you give. When you have a relationship with someone, you receive input, in a sense. You receive energy from them, and you give energy to them. Giving and receiving is the essence of energy. And you do it according to intention. You do it according to your imagination and what you expect, what you have learned, how you've learned to work with and to be in relationships of all kinds, family, friends, loved ones, lovers, to be connected into these relationships, exploring the receiving and the giving of energy. When your energy field is open, your energy is moving at the highest possible frequency. And energy can also be seen as a frequency. For if you say to a person, you know, oh, you have such good energy, you're sensing that they have an uplifting or higher frequency. You can feel the difference between a person who has a high frequency and energy is flowing with a person who has a sluggish, stagnant, congested energy, which is perceived as darker. And of course, you feel uplifted with a brighter, more resonant, more higher frequency. You can feel it. You can feel that pickup. And what's so desirous of you is to find the opportunity to be with individuals who have a very high frequency. And those people that have very high frequency have a certain radiance, have a certain presence, which is a way that they exude and express their energy in their flow. And the greater the flow, the greater the openness of their channels and the greater capacity to direct through their own choices this energy, the more powerful, the more brilliant that they appear to be, that you sense it. And you're attracted to these people. They become your teachers, your mentors. They can become spiritual leaders, those who have a greater amount of it. But it's not that it's just a greater amount of energy. It's that the energy is flowing and therefore it is able to go at a higher frequency. There's a higher pitch, in a sense. It's when you pluck a string. You know, if you have a grand piano, you can see all the strings, and the low notes are long, long strings, and you pluck them, wong, 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 like a string bass, wong, 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 wong. But when you pluck the ones at the top, it's, it goes at a faster frequency. That's a higher pitch. Now, it's important not to judge this. Because a lot of people would judge that a higher frequency is better than a lower frequency. And in some cases, it's an actual determination of where someone's at, is to feel the lower frequencies and feel the higher frequencies as they are adjusted with the lower frequencies, because everyone is a kind of compilation of many different kinds of frequencies gathered together in a group in a kind of a sense of energy we call, again, the aura. So if you, though, when you are, you know, if you're having emotional issues, if you're having relationship disturbances, if you're having tremendous stress at work or whatever, what you're doing is that you're sending energy out with an intention and there's a resistance to it. So what you get back is less than what you are sending out. Or it doesn't appear that you're getting anything back, or whatever you're getting. Sometimes you get, instead of receiving it back, it feels like there's a push. Or maybe there's some kind of taint to the flow. It's just not smooth. It's not open. It's not clean. You can feel some kind of twist to it or distortion to the flow. When you were a child and you were just learning and discovering, you put your energy out there, your energy was flowing totally free, totally, totally channeled into intention to discover, to learn, to, you were open, open, so open, very high frequencies. Again, children, when they're, you know, very young children, they're small, they're like that short string that when you pluck it, it has a higher pitch. So children speak with higher pitch. This doesn't mean that higher pitch is better than lower pitch. So it's like in music, you don't, you know, say, oh, string bass, we don't want that. We only want the stuff that's up in the treble. You know, it doesn't give you a balance. So you want to recognize that all of you having lots of different frequencies working together within an overview, interacting with other individuals. That you have high frequencies, you have low frequencies. When you get that resistance and that distortion that may come with it, it can register in you as a slowdown. You can find your energy kind of coming up against a wall and getting blocked. You can feel a resistance. You can feel something stop. Ah, you feel stuck. Stuckness is a perception of energy flow that somehow or another you're up against an obstacle. And when you're up against an obstacle, it creates friction, it creates stress. For example, if you look at a stream of water, rocks in the water will create rapids, lots of froth and lots of noise. If you had a fast flowing stream with no rocks in it, it could be virtually silent, but moving incredibly rapidly. Generally, you don't find those, but when you do, it's amazing. Energy flowing back and forth, back and forth. Now, when you were a child, these resistances coming from other people's twisted energies, their energies, their darker energies, congested energies, stagnant energies that were their blockages, their blockages. You felt it as a resistance to you. It slammed your energy back to you. You would send your energy out, and rather than receiving their energy, it would be your energy shoved back on you. Now, when you were a child, you really didn't know what to do with that. You felt rejected. You felt diminished. You felt ignored. It was not a pleasant experience to have your energy slammed back on you. What are you going to do then? You just send it right out again and have it slammed back. After a while, it became painful. It were your wounds, your emotional wounds. You didn't know how to interpret this block of energy. Now, if you had it consistently enough, and the twists and the distortions were consistent enough, you picked up the same response and reaction patterns as your parents. They became your blockages. They became your resistances. They became your patterns or your issues, your limiting patterns. They were anchored with beliefs, which limiting beliefs are, in a sense, like the sides of a stream of water. If you have a stream of water and it has the banks are far apart, you know, the water can spread out and be a bit more shallow and it can have a little bit more ease of flow. But if you have the banks up close, it pushes the water, forces the water. You do that with a hose, you know, you notice if there's low pressure or a high pressure. And so if you find that you're a person who just likes to flow a lot of energy, and there's some people for whom they've got to do it regardless of what resistances they find out there, then they get in this really intense blockages within themselves. Their patterns are very emotional. They're very deep. They're very erratic. And some of you learn to shut down your chakras, you know, so that the flow coming in from the divine that you utilize for yourself was reduced, so that when you sent that energy out and it got slammed back to you, it didn't hurt so much. So some of you learned how to shut your energies down. Others of you, it just slammed up against the walls that others created for you or held for you when you were a child. And it would pool there and back up. Now, when energy backs up long enough, it gets very congested. It gets very turgid. It's like when you dam a river. the dam requires a lot of energy to, it has to be really, really strong, and it will hold a tremendous amount of water back. What you do, though, which is a little different, the dam that you put up for yourself is your own energy used to hold your own energy back. So if those of you who are high energy by your nature will tend to have to utilize a lot of your energy holding the rest of you back. This creates very deep blockages and ultimately ends up in physical debility. Now, physical debility can also be affected by accidents or repetitive motion disorders, which also come with distortions of and imbalances in energy flow. But what happens is that by the time that you've grown up and you've become a mature person, you will have your own way of maintaining balance between all these different frequencies and kind of finding your overview and the way of holding them all in your energy field. Now, you have so many different frequencies going on at once in your energy field that those who see those frequencies can identify you by looking at your energy field because they become very distinct, unique to each person, your particular complex of energies. And the way that you twist or distort or shut down or reduce your chakras or expand your chakras, the way you ground yourself, the energy grounding and connecting to the earth, the energy of connecting to the divine, the way you move energy in and the way you receive energy from the earth and the way you give energy to your earth and receive it and your interactions with the divine. You play with that as well. And so what you learn to do is to reduce your energy flow. That's one of the things that everyone learns to do. Now, the object, though, of your spiritual and personal development and growth is to open your channels of flow. Not like the child, which is blanket to everything, but directed by your conscious intention. And when you are able to do that, you're able to get a tremendous amount of things accomplished and experienced. You can give a tremendous amount of love and feel a tremendous amount of love. You can heal yourself and others. So, in a way, as you get on your spiritual journey, your focus is truly about working with energy. It's about learning how to maintain a balance while you open up more and more of your divine energy, more expression of your soul, your emotion, more expression of your spirit, your dynamic of concept. And spirit also can activate the body in beautiful ways. That must have been important. So there's so much that you can learn and develop with it that sometimes you put a tremendous amount of focus on the energy itself. And working with the energy itself, you can make tremendous progress in your spiritual development, your spiritual growth. And your spiritual development and growth all aims to one particular point of imagination in your so-called future. And that is a time when you will remember and know and claim and be the divine being that you are. That's what you're doing. You're returning to that. You came from that through the divine light and sound current into you, into your body, learned how to express this light through the physical channels that you have, learned how to balance it with all the wounds and the damages that you had to experience as part of your illusory physical plane and lifetime, and then to put the pieces back together. And not to create a just an open channel, but a channel with all these different frequencies being able to fulfill and balance themselves. Because you have more than one intention. It's not like you wake up in the morning and your intention is to know the divinity within you as the only intention. You have worldly intentions as well that are very necessary. You have an intention to, as mundane as it is, to get up and go to the bathroom, and you have to motivate yourself and activate yourself and get yourself to the bathroom and so on and do what you have to do there. So you have your motivations, you have your imagination, you have your patterns. Some of them are good patterns, some of them are limited patterns. But there are several ways to work with opening up and balancing these incredible, beautiful light frequencies that you carry, and to reduce the turgid stuff, the congested stuff, the stuff that's kind of, it gets in there and it kind of gets desiccated, it gets dried into kind of a hard rock. And some people have very hard pieces, dark, hard pieces in their energy field. These are known as diseases. And generally they come through wounds, emotional wounds, over time, and imbalances over time. Physical pain can be a movement of energy by a person who is a very high energy person. Generally, high energy people experience with twists and imbalances of energy flow more pain than low energy people. Why? Because the energy is running at a higher rate of speed. And, you know, if you're driving a car down the road and you hit a wall at 20 miles an hour, you're not going to have as much damage to you and the vehicle as if you're hitting that same wall at 60. So high frequency, high movement people, high dynamic, high spirited people who channel it through their body, lots of energy, and don't shut it down in certain ways. It will slam against those twists and it hurts. It will show up physically as structural issues, like, for example, your vertebrae are not aligned, or your joints are jammed up, or something's twisted. It can be in your structure. It can also be in your metabolism and your body chemistry. And those of you who have a very high, very fast metabolism, others look at you as very lucky, but at the same time, it can wear you down really fast if you're under stress. It can wear you down really fast. So you've made your choice, according to your unique temperament, how you want to work your energy. And we'd like to talk about a few ways in which you can heal your energy, when you can work with it. The most important way to work with energy that we have noticed, of course, is to activate your intention and engage it through motivation into your body. You want to activate energy towards a certain intention. Now, the most important intention that we can see as far as the rebalancing and spiritual path orientation of energy goes is healing. Now, most people, when they think of healing, they think of the physical body, but we would say there's emotional healing, there's mental healing, there's physical healing, there's spiritual healing. And what is often known and utilized in your reality, at least now, there are more and more energy healers. Energy healers, these are people who know how to direct energy flow. Now, it's very popular amongst a lot of energy healers to have taken, for example, Reiki. Reiki is a process of initiating certain openings of energy and activating certain energy flows to be channeled through the hands by intention into whatever place the hands are placed onto or directed towards, and this can be done mentally as well. Another way of working with the energy is to seeing it as a circuit, very much like an electric circuit, in which you bring in energy that you have of the universe, because there's infinite energy supply, you bring it in through you, and you direct it through your hands to something, and you make it a circuit through the top of your head or up from the earth and out through the arms and between the hands. And whatever is in between the hands, which you intend there in the middle, it can be long distance or in person, whatever's between the hands, then completes the circuit. And so the energy comes and moves to that point. Most healing is about pumping a person with lots and lots of high-frequency energy, bringing divine energy in and pumping whomever it is, if you're healing someone, with this divine energy. It is a way of loving. It is a way of lifting the energy field of the person being healed. And the aspect of healing that works is that the frequency, overall frequency of the energy field of a person who is ill or out of balance is kind of lopsided. It will show itself in a kind of a grayed kind of color, and the energies within the energy field go slowly. A person who is extremely healthy and vibrant on many different levels, when their energy field is perceived, lots of energy is moving very rapidly all over the energy field. So the object for most healers is to energize whatever place it is that has been stuck, whatever the core twist or the core congestion is. And so some people have the ability to just feel, they can feel it along the body with the kinesthetically, or they can perceive it through seeing where the congested places are, and by intention to move energy into those places and break up the congestion, to lighten it up. Now what happens here is the perception is that there is a release of the darkness. The darkness is let go. Now where does that darkness go? The darkness is actually, the congestion of energy is actually a part of the person's energy that needs to be expressed but can't because of resistance, or because they themselves are holding a resistance to expressing their energy or letting it come out. Now, normally when you think of a person expressing, you think of a person speaking or doing some kind of creative activity, but it also people just in general need to express energy. It's just part of living in your physical plane. You want to engage into your illusion. So when you have this resistance being a protection, let's say, against more wounding, a protection of some sort against something that is perceived as painful or negative or difficult, a fear will always create a resistance. It will hold energy. It will block energy. And then the healer wants to come through and blast that stuff and get that out of there and pull all that excess energy that's been swirling around in there out. Now, sometimes this doesn't work unless it only works if, all right, it only works if the resistance that the person is holding to releasing and expressing their energy and letting it flow is released. That's got to be gone. So you can have an energy healer go to the person and just pump them full of energy right into that congested place. And if they still are holding the resistance inside themselves, they can get rid of all sorts of stuff, but they could overload. In fact, they could overload. And then when they overload, they just feel kind of overwhelmed, and then they have to create more resistance to hold the extra energy into the reservoir. This doesn't happen all the time. We're just saying this because there's different ways that energy works with healing. A lot of times that you just put in divine energy in there and the person's Congestion is about a wounding of not feeling loved. And when that divine energy goes in there, the person feels loved and relaxes and lets the energy begin to flow again. Now, you've also noticed in your progression through your spiritual journey and your emotional journey that you've come across people that you perceive as either manipulative, resistant, negative, really dark forces, scary people. You've come across these. Some of you see this in your politicians, you know. I say, oh gosh, what negative energy. And we cannot count how many people have come to us and talked to us about protecting themselves from people who have negative intentions and designs towards them. Now, there's a couple of ways that this happens. If a person feels that another person is influencing them with their negativity, it could be that they are in a negatively bonded relationship with a person. This happens in what is known as codependent relationships, where there is a dark force. There's a, let's exchange some pain here, you know? I'll give you my pain, you give me yours, you know? And at times, it heals both of them, so they go to the manic, excited phase. And at other times, it crunches them down, and they get, both of them get really upset and in pain, emotional pain, and they just can't deal with each other. So it can be that. Another one is that a person can carry a thought form of someone, someone who they loved and lost, someone like their parent, one of their parents, who is continuously vibrating in their energy field. Psychics will see this, and when they read an energy field, they will see sometimes faces or people, or see particular people, and what their relationship is to the person that they are scanning, and see that this person is sucking energy. But it's not really the person itself that sucks energy. It really is a thought form. It is the imagined relationship that is held in place emotionally and mentally and energetically by the person. So you can have a parent who's died, but the child still alive is still suffering from their relationship with that parent because they're carrying that whole distorted relationship with them. These can be cut. These can be healed and broken and released. And there are most people who do a lot of spiritual kinds of therapy know how to heal some of these on those energetic levels. And that will do a lot of emotional healing. But you do want to get rid of the resistance when you do healing for someone else. And you want to be able to let go of your own resistance. And what this means is that you have to create an opportunity for yourself to feel safe. Now, when you were wounded, you didn't feel safe anymore. So you learn to protect yourself. If you're around a person who is negative, you will not feel safe. It will remind you too much of having been hurt before when you were a child, or when you were an adolescent, or even when you were an adult. And you'll, what do they call it? Once bitten, twice shy. You know? So you'll pull back. This is your reaction, your response. This is your resistance. Now, those who do martial arts know that if you have an enemy running at you, you do not resist this enemy, particularly if the enemy is bigger than you, right? You don't resist it. You just know the technique where you take the velocity of the enemy and you fling it over your shoulder, right? And so pretty soon this big, big hulk of a guy is on the ground. And you, much punier, you know, had just utilized his energy. Now, we would suggest this can be used energetically for any situation. any situation with a thought form that you carry, with a painful unresolved relationship from your past, when you meet negative people or what you perceive as people with lots of dark intentions towards you, or people who just carry around gloom, and which is a very kind of depressing and down-pulling energy, and you just don't want to get sucked into it. You instead of resisting these people, you need to be able to utilize their energy and the velocity of this relationship that you have with them, whatever it is, and release it and let it go. So we're going to start there. And we're going to ask you to imagine just right now, just imagine, if you can, anybody who you've had an issue with. All right? That when you think of them, you can still get a little tense. You can still feel a little something there. Or if there's somebody that you, negative that you encountered, you know, at the store that treated you badly. Or somebody that got you really ticked off. Really misunderstood what you said and just really, you know, went ramming into you and laying into you really thick. So just imagine somebody, use an example, and if you don't have that, if you have possibly anything unresolved somewhere with mommy or daddy, you know, you can always bring up them, one of them. So just in your mind's eye, just close your eyes just for a minute. This is not a real meditation, it's just kind of just an experience. With your eyes closed, just imagine this person, just see this person. This person who has potential negative intentions towards you, or this person who just kind of grabs onto you, gloms right onto you and sucks your energy and pulls it down, or that is critical of you, pressuring you, pushing you, stressing you. Just image that person in your mind or sense them, however you do that. And take all the judgment you may have off of them. First, just take all the judgment. They're doing whatever they're doing because they have a reason for it. You may not understand it. It may baffle you. But they have what they have. They do what they do. They are who they are. And you're just feeling their energy. Take all the judgment off. Even if you disagree with what they think, what they say, what they do, just let them be. An energy form. Just take all the personal stuff, all your own personal issue with them. Your righteousness, your indignation, your outrage. Just let it go for a moment. And just kind of look at them as a big ball of energy. Energy that you don't particularly like. You may like some of it. You actually may love the person, but then there's this aspect of them that just, it just gets to you. So just look at that part that you don't really appreciate, that you don't like, that is uncomfortable, and just see it as a kind of a dark energy. Just sense it as a dark energy. You don't have to, it can be gray and murky, or brown and globby. It could have a smell. It could be stinky. It could be big and up in your face, or it could be kind of just hanging there. It might be amorphous. But however you imagine that dark energy. And just imagine it as a dark energy. Hey, there's a dark energy there. No judgment. Bad dark energy. No, no. Just, it's a dark energy. It's just sitting there. Now, for some of you, just the thinking of it as a dark energy, you've already judged it. Bad energy, it's dark. No, dark energy can also be very positive. Just recognize that this particular unpleasant thing from your experience happens to have a kind of darkness. It happens to kind of be congested. It has a kind of a thick texture. It's not, it just doesn't feel really good. But take all that judgment off of it. It's just, it's what it is. Good. This is the hard part of working with energy. It's taking the judgments off of it. Because when you take judgments on it, You create an intention and you create a repetition of pain. So you take all the judgments off of it. Now, in your mind, just take this energy, pull it to you and into you and through you and out your back in one fell swoop. Just pull it right through. You can do it with a breath. You can pull it in with an in-breath and just with your out-breath, sweep it right on through. That's gone. It's past you. It went on past you. All right. Now, just feel where you're at. See, when you dismantle the judgment, you take the resonance inside you, the frequencies inside you that are playing the game with the frequencies of that person, and you just neutralize that. So you don't have the link. It breaks the link of the game, of the pain. And then when you blow them through, nothing sticks to you. Now, notice, when you've done this successfully, if you have done it successfully now, you will feel safe. You will not feel threatened by this person. Are threatened by the specter of having to keep dealing with this person, or the remembrance of this person, or the closures with this person, or whatever it is. There's a sense of safety. You can handle a lot more. See, it's a certain amount of frequencies that just went through you, and they didn't stick. So you're free of it for right now. So open your eyes again, if they're not already reopened, and realize that in your day-to-day life, you can just do this like so. Sometimes that's all you have left of an issue with someone, is to do that. And that's an energy healing. That's a big energy healing right there. Now, one of the things that happens too in energy healing is you to be able to heal yourself or to receive healing from an energy healer. Sometimes if you have a certain amount of resistance in you, when a person goes to heal you and you're resistant, then your results will be very temporary. You want to let go of your resistance. You want to feel safe. And the same thing is when you heal yourself, you want to make sure that your resistance to healing is gone. And how do you do that? How do you do that? Just the way that you've worked with this negative person that you visualized, and you apply it to yourself. You first of all perceive the part of you that needs healing, the dark energy within you. And you just kind of perceive it, void of all the judgments and all the story you have wrapped around it. Because you, if you have an issue inside yourself, physical or emotional or whatever, that you would like to heal, you want to be able to just perceive it as energy. And to take your judgments about yourself, about the whole issue with you, and all the story about how it developed and how it continues and what it's like and how it messes up your life and what all of this does to you, and to let it go and just see it as energy. So if you have an issue that you would like to work with, then choose it right now. Just choose an issue. A limitation, let's say. It could be physical. It could be an emotional one or a belief. And just kind of, or some situation which just seems like you've got too much scarcity of money or something like that. Whatever your issue is, where you just have uncomfortable energies around somehow. And just imagine what it would look like if you just kind of put that issue into some kind of form, some kind of shape, what color it'd be, what would its texture be, what would its aura exude, what would be the energy it would exude, what you would feel about it. Acknowledge the story that you have about it, the tale of your past with it, and realize that that's partly imagination, which is bound into the future with it, and your judgment of it, or of yourself about it. Maybe you don't think you are dealing well enough with it, or there's some lacking piece in you. That's all part of judgment, where you're trying to nail down some kind of definitive truth. But essentially what you end up nailing down is a limited place. So let all the judgment go now about yourself and about the issue. Just kind of drop the judgment off so that you can just see it. There's whatever it is. It might be in the form of some kind of malicious little being or a beast with big fangs or amorphous blob. Whatever you use to kind of create a essence of it. Just kind of in your mind. Just kind of go inside. You can close your eyes and go inside and you'll see that. With a judgment dropped off of it, it's just sitting there. It's just what it is. All right. Now, what we're going to do with all the judgment off, all the attachments, all the beliefs about it, all this stuff, just put aside and just seeing it blankly for what it is. Now breathe it into you and fling it out through the back of you. And if you didn't really do it, then do it again. Now, if it's still there, hey, you got some resistance. Okay, put the resistance in there. Add the resistance, if you have any. Those of you who just cleared right away, you know, might want to bring it back with, see if there's any resistance. Put the resistance in there, or might choose another issue. Now put what is your resistance? Now, you're not going to consciously know the resistance because the resistance gets stuck into your subconscious mind. It becomes a pattern of resistance that comes, that you've developed for years and years, generally. Something that you learned at your mom's knee or you learned in high school or whatever it is as you were doing certain dynamics with your peers. You learned and picked up all sorts of twisted stuff. And that went into your resistance, perhaps. Your story. Your limiting story. Put it all there in front of you. Your resistance. Here's your resistance to healing whatever this is. Now, it may look similar. It may look a little different. But maybe it's going to be two of them. There's going to be the issue and there's going to be the resistance standing next to it. And maybe the issue looks like an angry guy. And the resistance looks like some kind of like a little version of the angry guy. What was it, the big me and the little me? You know, it's like maybe they're a pair. But maybe they're together. You can just see them as an overlay on each other. Okay, dropping off all the judgments about it. Hey, there's my story. there's my image of me as this person with this issue. Yep, that resistance. I just don't seem to ever break that resistance. Okay, I see it there. Let go of the judgment now against yourself. Let go of any judgment about it, any judgment about your story. Any judgment about anything. Just see it as energy. That's it. And now breathe it in and through. And just sense it that it's gone now. Just let it be, the field be blank in front of you, and just feel what it feels like that it's gone on through, and nothing attached to you because you had no judgments. You weren't nailing anything down. You were just letting it flow as energy flow. All right, now, imagine that someone has come who's willing to do some healing on you on this issue or whatever your first issue was. Now, how much healing are you going to be able to accept? Just imagine, we're continuing, just imagine someone, a beautiful light being, coming to heal you of the issue, who's willing just to pull it right out of you. Can you let them give it? Can you let yourself give it to them? Feel if there's any attachments to it. If you have attachments to it, that's a resistance. Just take the judgments of that off. Oh, I've got attachments to it. Don't judge yourself about it. Don't say, oh, I should not have attachments to this. Don't say, oh, damn it, I've got attachments to it. Just let it be. Just feel it. And give these attachments now to that healer in your mind, that energy healer in your mind, that light being in your mind. It can be your higher self. It could be just you, the healed you, or future you. It could be just a beautiful angelic being, a spirit guide. Could be anybody. Could be us, even. Sky's the limit. Just give it to it. Give that resistance now. Without any judgment, you can just give that resistance. Let it be pulled right out of you. And let the issue just be pulled right out of you. Just feel it sucked out of you. And you just let it all go. And they just take it, and they just, it's like energy is energy. So any issue is just energy. And when you translate it back to energy, it's just like light, and it goes. It has no reality except that which your story forces it into. It forces it into, makes it real, forces it into manifestation over and over again. So just, in a sense, feeling your story gone, feeling your attachments gone, feeling your resistances to letting it go gone, whatever else there may be, feeling the issue itself gone, just let yourself now open your eyes and just kind of sit there with it and feel the state. There's going to be a sense of emptiness if you do this correctly, a sense of emptiness or a sense of space, a greater sense of space or a sense of freedom. It can be associated with a certain disorientation. Because if you're used to channeling your energies one way and all of a sudden you channel it another way, it can be disorienting to your self-image, to your identity, to your story. Because suddenly you're sitting here now without your story, without all the yada yada that's about all the history of it and how it evolved and how it worked and how you have to live your life around it and all the stuff that goes on with it, blah, 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 blah. It's all gone. Just kind of sense it gone and just feel that, whew, that space in you where it was. You gave energy. You received energy. So let's do another receiving and giving. To receive the light now from above. You visualize it from above coming down into you. Light coming into you from above and filling up with this beautiful, sparkling, swirling, dazzling light. Just bring it in and let it fill you up. All that space in you. Now, this light comes from the divine. You can see it channeled through an angel or a spirit guide or your higher self or however you like to see it. But just sense that divine energy just filling you up in those spaces. And again, now don't judge. See, it's easy also to judge the positive. Now, this is good. This is the right stuff. This is what I should be doing. Let it go. Just be with it. It's just energy. Let it come in and fill up all the spaces. And feel what that feels like. Where you had all this sludge before, it's all now sparkly light, all little light particles dancing around in there and cleaning up and so forth in there. Now, the opportunity you have at this moment is to reset your intention. So imagine now what this issue translated into something positive for you would be. It was just energy. If you translate it into energy with an intention to it, what's that going to look like? You see, the sludgy stuff is your issue. It's a challenge. Now, the positive stuff is a theme. It's a thread. A way of focusing an intent along a certain trajectory. Not linear, but just by the subject. And just let yourself see the healed circumstance. And how would you imagine it? You can put a symbol for it. Or we can see a little scenario. However it works for you, that has that same energy as this kind of sparkly stuff that's filling you up. How that would look. All right. Now, you see something. Whatever it is, the positive, the light version, the energy used in a flowing and empowered and bright way, which is closer to your ultimate intention. Now, breathe it in. Some of it's going to go out the back, but a lot of it's going to stick. Here you go. Just let it stick. Now sit with that. What does that feel like for you to sit in this new sense of yourself? Because what you've just done is upped the whole frequency, general frequency level of your whole energy field. And you've done a self-healing. All right, so just kind of come back to the room. You've been kind of playing around in all sorts of interesting places. And just kind of be with yourself in this new space. Now, looking at your chakras, let's look at your energy through your chakras. Where you used to have that issue, we're going to say it in the past, where you used to have that issue, what is chakra would you associate it most likely with? Your root chakra having to do with survival and security. Your second chakra having to do with your self-identity as a man or a woman and a sense of dealing with shame or a sense of inadequacy and competency and performance and being okay and also having to do with blocked perhaps creativity, having to do with the issue of a child, your child. Third chakra, having to do with power, honoring of self, knowing your boundaries. Fourth chakra, love, attachment. Fifth chakra, certain sense of will, an expression, sense of owning your value or worth as intrinsic to you. Sixth chakra, the eyebrow chakra, your idea of the future and of your possibilities and what's available to you. Or what scary stuff is out there. What you could see in the future. What you can imagine. The limits of that imagination. And the crown chakra is what you're willing to receive of your own divinity and acknowledge of it. So which chakra is it? Which chakra would you say would be the major one? If logically you can't figure it out, just intuit it, sense it. Okay, where would that issue have been? Ah, it's probably right there. And you're probably right. Choose a chakra. Okay? Now, you have so much power in your own hand. Take your dominant hand. If you're right-handed, it's your right. If you're left-handed, it's your left. Well, you know. Although the right hand does not dominate the left, or the left dominate. Okay, never mind. Okay. The hand you use the most when you activate. Okay. Take the dominant hand as your sending, energy sender. The other hand is a subdominant hand as your receiver. Now, traditionally, they always say, okay, left side receiving, right side sending, because right side is supposedly masculine and left side is feminine. That was constructed by a whole bunch of men who said this is the way it was, and they did not include women as part of the human race at that time. You know, this is part of the mystery schools from like 300 years ago, something for more, you know. And so, and to a certain extent, it might have been more or less correct, but there's too much variance now on the planet, too much originality, individuality. So sometimes your sending hand is your left. All right, and receiving is your right. All right, so take the sending hand and place it in such a way that the very center of your palm, if you were to send a beam of light out from that, would go directly into the chakra that you have chosen. Now, you don't have to touch your body. You can direct it from, you know, with your arm extended, or you can just kind of hold it comfortably. For a lower chakra, you just kind of rest it on your leg or whatever. Just so that there's a beam of light directed to that chakra. Now, take the other hand. Okay? The other hand now, and just kind of put it gently behind you just a little bit. Just to the side. And direct a beam of light from the center of that palm to the back of the chakra. Okay. Now, with your breath is always very useful here, breathe energy from the sending palm, light of healing to that chakra. And just in your attention, just feel that the hand that's in the back, you can feel a little tickle in it. Just imagine the energy goes all the way through and
tickles back there.
You've connected a circuit. You're sending healing energy, light energy, love energy into it. Just send some love into that chakra. There we go. Just some love into that chakra. Now, is there any remaining tension? There may not be. There may have been a little tension in there. There may be no tension. Now, if there's some tension, here's another technique. Take that subdominant hand, and that's the one in the front, and put the other hand in the back and connect it through that way. So there's any tension. Now, if you notice during your day that you get a particular issue shows up or a particular tension shows up, this is a fast way to alleviate it. Okay? You take that hand and you, that's in front, okay? And you take it and you spiral it. It doesn't matter which way you do it. You spiral it. You make a little spiral gesture and you suck out the tension that's in the chakra into your hand. Right? And you'll feel a pull on the hand in the back. It's like there's energy coming through the hand on the back, coming into that chakra and being pulled out the front to the hand that's in the front. So here we go. Now it's you're holding it in your hand, okay? You do it like you might want to do another one. Okay. Now feel, is that hand warm or cool or tingly? Okay. You got a load here you pulled out of a chakra. Okay? Now, you're giving and receiving to yourself. So now when you pull this out, your hand has received. Now your hand needs to give. So give it to the light. Give it to the divine. You just flatten the palm and you go, send it up. Intend, up it goes, and to light. Okay? So you can always, we do that a lot when we work on you, when we do healings on you. Your eyes are generally closed, but we'll pull stuff out, send it off for you. Now, when you learn how to do these kind of little techniques and you just think in terms of energy flow, you'll find that your day-to-day life begins to have a certain activation. There's more magic that happens. There's more things that start to move. There's a greater sense of movement or a greater sense of freedom of movement in your life. This is something you can just do during your day. Now, later on, after some questions and interactions with you, we'll do a little healing meditation with you, specifically on working energy through you to clean and clear and flow your energies so that you're feeling really energy flowing. But you can see how by intention you can just work with energy. You don't have to go and take a really long course in healing, right? Now, yeah, if you want to work on other people and you want to learn like medical intuition and all that kind of thing, yeah, you might need to have some assistance and educational training and stuff. But heck, you already know your stuff. You don't have to go very far to find stuff to work with, and you know how to flow the energy. We'll do one more thing and then we're going to take a break. And the final thing is just to close your eyes and just imagine that there's a opening at the top of your head. And light channeling is coming down. There's just a beautiful light coming down. This is a light from the divine. Just from your divine essence. Your sound current, peace. Just imagine it coming down into your head, through your neck, down your back, to your coccyx, splitting and going into three. One continues down to the earth, the other two go down the legs, through the feet, into the earth. And they all go down, way down deep, to the core of the earth, connecting with her, the one who gives you all your physical bounty. Your physical mother, so to speak. And let her send her light back up through these three beams. Back up to your root. Up your spine. Up through your neck and your head, and back out the top. There you go. Now, just open your eyes, if they were closed. And just realize, you know, you're just centered now. You're more centered. When your energies are moving in flow, you feel peaceful. You see, in the Western culture, there's this whole attachment for everything getting quiet and peaceful and calm. What this is really about is having energy flowing lickety-split without any friction. Now, in Africa, they do it differently. They dance it out, physically, extremely active, shaking, vibrating, jumping up and down, doing all sorts of strange, bizarre movements. At least bizarre to your perceptions, because spirituality is a quiet, internal, meditative thing to you. You got the Eastern mysticism, the Buddhist tradition, you know, Hindu tradition. Integrated it with kind of Western mysticism and came up with a kind of a model of meditation as the only way. It's one way, but you can also do it through extremely high physical activity. And you get to a point when you dance, and it's like Native Americans, you know, they dance. Like, for example, the emergence of the sun dance. Amongst the Northern Plains tribes. They'll dance for days. They'll dance for days and it becomes effortless. It becomes a dance in the light, even if they don't have any food or water. They will feel water in their mouth. They will be nurtured so that they have energy to dance and dance and dance. And they'll dance for themselves and they dance for their people and they'll dance for the planet and they'll dance for all the animals and the plants. They'll dance. And they'll get visions. It's the same thing. They're opening up the energy. They're flowing the energy. They're putting it into flow. So don't think that when you are a quiet internal in your meditative state, that energy is not flowing. It is at a phenomenal rate of speed. It just has no barriers. All right, so we're going to take a break for 20 minutes. And when we return, we're going to have some interactions with you, some questions, and so on. And then we will conclude with a short healing meditation. So farewell for now.